Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading to you from a message by Charles Spurgeon. I don't have the exact date and place or anything about this, but a very popular piece as he addresses a problem that we're still having today. Dear brothers and sisters, honor the Spirit of God as you would honor Jesus Christ if he were present. If Jesus Christ not there, do not ignore the presence of the Holy Spirit in your soul. I beseech you, do not live as if you had not heard whether there were a Holy Spirit. To him pay your constant adorations. Reverence the august guest who has been pleased to make your body his sacred abode. Love him, obey him, worship him. Take care never to impute the vain imaginings of your fancy to him. I have seen the Spirit of God shamefully dishonored by persons, I hope they were insane, who have said that they have had this and that revealed to them. There has not, for some years, passed over my head a single week in which I have not been pestered with the revelations of hypocrites or maniacs. Semi-lunatics are very fond of coming with messages from the Lord to me, and it may save them some trouble if I tell them once and for all that I'll have none of their messages. When my Lord and Master has any message to me, he knows where I am, and he'll send it to me direct, not by madcaps. Never dream that events are revealed to you by heaven, or you may come to be like those idiots who dare impute their blatant follies to the Holy Spirit. If you feel your tongue itch to talk nonsense, trace it to the devil, not to the Spirit of God. Whatever it is to be revealed by the Spirit to any of us in the Word of God, is it's in the Word of God already. He adds nothing to the Bible and never will. Let persons who have revelations of this and that and the other go to bed and wake up in their senses. I only wish they would follow the advice and no longer insult the Holy Spirit by laying their nonsense at his door. At the same time, since the Holy Spirit is with you, beloved, in all your learning, ask him to teach you. In all your suffering, ask him to sustain you. In all your teaching, ask him to give you the right words. In all your witness bearing, ask him to give you constant wisdom, and in all service depend upon him for his help. Believingly reckon upon the Holy Spirit. We do not continually take him into our calculations as we should. We reckon up so many missionaries, so much money, so many schools, and we so conclude the list of our forces. The Holy Spirit is our great need, not learning or culture. A little knowledge or great knowledge shall answer almost as well if the Spirit of God is there, but all your knowledge shall be worthless without him. Let but the claim of God come, and all shall be right. I would that we took the power of the Spirit into our calculations always. You have a class at school, and you do not feel fit to teach it. Well, ask him to help you, and you do not know how well you will teach. You're called to preach, but you feel you cannot. You're dull, and your talk will be flat and stale and unprofitable. Bring the Holy Spirit into it, and if he fires you, you shall find even the slender materials you have collected will set the people on a blaze. We ought to reckon upon the Spirit. He is our main force. What if I say he is our only force, and we grieve him exceedingly when we do not reckon upon him? Love the Spirit, worship the Spirit, trust the Spirit, obey the Spirit, and as a church cry mightily to the Spirit. Beseech him to let his mighty power be known and felt among you. The Lord fire your hearts with this sacred flame. For as this made Pentecost stand out from all other days, may it make the close of this year stand out in our history from all other years. Come, Holy Spirit, now. You are with us, but come with power. Let us feel your sacred might. I have also here, in connection with this Spurgeon message, scriptures from Jeremiah. And Charles Spurgeon is good, but Jeremiah, filled with the Holy Ghost that Charles was talking about, is even better. Jeremiah 23:16 and following. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They'll fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. And they keep saying to those who despise me, the Lord says, you will have peace. And to all who follow the stubbornness of their hearts, they say, no harm will come to you. But which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or to hear his word? Who has listened and heard his word? I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I had a dream. I had a dream. How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? They think the dreams they tell one another will make my people forget my name, just as their ancestors forgot my name through Baal worship. Let the prophet who has a dream recount the dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain? Declares the Lord. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Therefore, declares the Lord, I am against the prophets who steal from one another words supposedly from me. Yes, declares the Lord, I am against the prophets who wag their own tongues and yet declare, the Lord declares. Indeed, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, declares the Lord. They tell them and lead my people astray with their reckless lies. Yet I did not send or appoint them. They do not benefit these people in the least, declares the Lord. If a prophet or a priest or anyone else claims, this is a message from the Lord, I'll punish them and their household. This is what each of you keeps saying to your friends and other Israelites. What is the Lord's answer? Oh, what has the Lord spoken? But you must not mention a message from the Lord again, because each one's word becomes their own message. So you distort the words of the living God, the Lord our Almighty, our God. This is what you keep saying to a prophet. What is the Lord's answer to you? Or what has the Lord spoken? Although you claim this is a message from the Lord, this is what the Lord says. You use the words, this is a message from the Lord, even though I told you that you must not claim this is a message from the Lord. Therefore, I will surely forget you and cast you out of my presence, along with the city I gave to you and to your ancestors. I will bring on you everlasting disgrace, everlasting shame that will not be forgotten. Well, they say that a word to the wise is sufficient. We will see how sufficient it is. I trust that you took it to heart. Stop saying God told me, when what you mean is, I kind of felt like. I think maybe he's saying, say it that way, and we will feel a lot better when it doesn't come to pass, when it turns out that it wasn't the Lord at all. Oh, how many things we've put into the Lord's mouth that are not the Lord's words. That's my weekend edition for you. It's a strong word. I hope it'll go a long way and bless you. It is the weekend. It's January 19 of 2019, those who are in real time with me today. But it's a timeless message I've given you from Spurgeon and Jeremiah. I hope it will bless you. Go around my website. Look around. There's a lot of good stuff there. I especially want you to see the North Korea audios. Oh my, hundreds of them. And telling you about North Korea so that you will pray. And there's hundreds of photos, too, in the photo section that will give you an idea, more and more ideas about what it's like, what North Korea is really about. Would you pray for these people, your brothers, your sisters, sitting in a prison somewhere right now, bearing the cross of Jesus and their own cross? Will you pray for them? Oh, there's a whole lot more on the site. I hope you'll take time to look around. We'll be back in a couple days, Lord willing, when it will be time for Solomon series. And then we'll go to the adoption series and then the Romans series. That's the general order of things over the next few days. Lord bless you. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk real soon. Bye-bye.